GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
He's a busy guy, and in case you didn't hear it, Tony Caruso, exec director of Bangor International Airport, BGR. I told him you were looking up the price of jet fuel, George, for whatever reason. I don't know.
Tony's to know what it costs to fly my plane.
Tony, do you still fly?
Yeah.
When's the last time you got up in the air?
Well, I stopped drinking.
And I don't, when's the last time you got behind this? No, I can't say that either because that'll come out wrong. When is the last time that you navigated an airplane off this earth?
Oh, probably a year ago.
A year ago.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's a good time. Sometime we got to talk about, is it FBO? Is that the place over there, Tony, next to the airport?
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, as George knows, it's a fixed base operation, FBO.
For those that don't know, what is the FBO?
The FBO, it really stands for, it's a service area that, pilots can go into. It's where the folks do all the fueling and ground handling for the aircraft. You can go into the private FBO. They have, conference rooms, kitchens, things like that, sort of like a home away from home. But it's where all those pilots get their services.
Yeah, it's FBO operations are important, especially, Bangor's a big airport, but, if you're flying along and you're dropping into Waterville or Augusta, not the major airports, you want to know what the FBO offers, what kind of gas, what kind of services, before you make your flight plan.
Absolutely, just like you do when you're traveling by car. And Bangor's a little unique in the industry, George, as you know. We actually own and operate the FBO, which you don't see at a lot of other airports.
Can you sleep there?
Generally, no.
No, okay.
But most of our airplane.
Well, I just wondered if that was. I remember when a guy named, and this is way out of the past. I remember the guy's name because I remember covering the story. A pilot named Charlie Mack flew. And something about Arctic Circle or Arctic Route, Tony? What's something like Bangor was a big stop on. I got to look it up.
Yeah, well, we still are on the Great Circle Route.
Great Circle Route, yes.
Right.
Okay.
So we're on the those aircraft that fly those transatlantic routes. We're on what's called the Great Circle Route. And a lot of aircraft will use us for diversion purposes or a tech stop where an aircraft can't get from point A to point B and needs a intermediate stop. And that's one of the roles we serve.
You serve a lot of roles. There's roles, and there's a lot going on out there. I try to keep my eye on the airport. I flew out, a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I landed. Bangor's always efficient. I was really happy with it, always am. But I was pleased to note that you've added, American Airlines has added flights that I didn't expect to happen. A direct Saturday service to Miami starting at the end of June, and a service to Dallas-Fort Worth beginning July 3rd. Those are a couple of destination flights I didn't expect out of Bangor.
Yeah, George, actually that one kind of surprised us as well. We do know that those destinations are in a sort of our top 20 destinations out of Bangor. But this is something we're starting to see with some of the air carriers now is more direct service to destinations, where there might be a community of interest. But also, those airlines are looking at us as a destination, with all the things that this state has to offer, specifically in this area here. This is a great place to come and visit.
We've been able to somehow get our way to Texas, but didn't I see that one of the flights that are coming back sometime soon, maybe in June, is once a week and then maybe once a day to Dallas?
That's correct. Yes. So that's going to provide our customers great westbound access. So, what we say, it's really all about access, but this will give you really one connection away from anywhere in the world. So, we're excited for this new service, that American, and like we had talked about before, guys, was, before that, Delta is, back in the market. They made a splash. They're going to do Boston daily service, bringing back Atlanta and Detroit. Allegiant introduced that new Fort Lauderdale service, so that's great. And United kind of snuck up on us, and we've got a busy summer, and they've actually added Newark to their routes in addition to Chicago and Washington Dulles. So some great offerings for our customers through the summer season.
Well, those destinations that they mentioned that we talked about, Miami and Dallas-Fort Worth, may not necessarily be where you're going. Miami's a great jumping off spot if you're going to someplace in the Caribbean or South America, and it's a Dallas-Fort Worth, the same thing. As a matter of fact, the last time I went to Hawaii, you flew to Dallas, and then Dallas, you got a flight to Hawaii. It may not be your destination, but it's a good place to jump off from.
Yeah, it sure is. Like the Dallas is a great connection point, and you hit it, George, too. You know, Miami is a great jumping off point for, you know, a lot of those destinations in the Caribbean. So, yeah, we're just excited. You know, we're hoping that there's a good response from our catchment area here, our traveling public. But like I said, we're excited to work with the air carriers to make those announcements.
You guys keep using terms like jumping off and dropping in, and we're talking about flying. I don't know if that's very good. Like talking with Tony Caruso, Bangor International Airport. By the way, the guys, I had to look it up. I was one of the reporters on the ground when Charlie Mack did this. He's from Hollywood, California. And in 26 days, he set 3 world records for flying a single engine airplane, including a solo flight across the North Pole. And on July 18th in the evening, was about 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, back in 1989, he landed his Beechcraft Bonanza BE-36 at Bangor International Airport.
Good job.
He had left Barrow, Alaska, and then flown 2,970 miles over the North Pole. Eventually, he stopped in Helsinki, and guy was 68 years old. And I remember asking him, what was the toughest thing you had to do to prepare? Brace yourself, okay, for what his answer was. I asked him, what was the toughest thing you had to do to prepare for the flight? And he said, I sure didn't like having to have an enema.
Well, yeah, if he flew a bonanza, he wasn't...
There's nowhere to go, right?
There's nowhere to go, babe. One thing I want to mention before we get done with you, the deadline for the real ID compliant thing has been changed.
Again.
The deadline was October 1. It's now May 3rd, 2023.
Correct. Yeah. So we do have extra time now to get those new real ID, driver's licenses or pictures. So you kind of take a breather there, but know that it's still coming.
And what's it mean for those that don't understand real ID and what the commission decided after 9/11? What does it mean for someone in the state of Maine, Tony?
Well, they're going to have, like I said, a real ID compliant ID badge or whatever to go through security screening to get on an airplane to fly out. So it's either a passport or a real ID compliant type identification to get on an aircraft and head out of town.
Yeah, and Shannon Bellows pointed out, you got 19 months, but you probably don't want to wait. Right now, it's an easy thing to do at the last minute when people decide, oh, I don't have it.
Or they're going to think, hey, you know what? Homeland Security is just going to extend it again, so I got plenty of time.
Right.
Don't rely on the government. Make sure you stay ahead of this one and get it when you can.
I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
There are no truer words. So again, summarizing, we got some great flights that are returning to BGR so you can get where you're going. Now, give us a hint, because last time, you weren't with us last month. You had to be somewhere doing something, shaking hands, kissing babies, I don't know. And Amy Thibodeau joined us, great person. And it was 2 days later. No, it was 1 day later came the big announcement, I think, from American that they were adding the flights. Do you know any hint, any whispers of even more flights than what we've talked about returning sometime soon?
It's been quiet now. I think, like I said, all the carriers here have kind of made their announcements. They're finalizing some of the summer schedules. You know, never say never, Rick, but we're certainly very happy with this new service here for our area and our, like I said, our traveling public. So you never know what can come down the pike.
Keep her flying straight and level. Thank you very much for being with us today, Mr. Crusoe.
Thank you, guys. It's always a pleasure.
We're back in a moment with more. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show on the Voice of Maine.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.